The race for the playoffs is in full swing as we return to Valley Strong Ballpark for the second to final time here in 2024. Coming up next is game one of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you to begin this opening game of the six-game series. And it's as big as they come right here, the biggest probable series since the year 2019 when the Rawhide won their third championship in team history. The Rawhide find themselves two games back of Rancho here in the second half with 24 games remaining in the season. Rancho 24-16. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they are 24-18. Looking at the rest of the California League South, Visalia and the Storm are currently tied at the moment, 24-18. The difference between Visalia and Lake Yellowstone is the Storm have won three straight games. Meanwhile, out of Inland Empire, the 66ers 20-22. That's important as well because the Rawhide will travel down south to San Manuel Stadium next Tuesday night. Moving up into the North Division, San Jose, they are the first team to reach 60 wins. They are 24-18 after the win on Sunday night. Meanwhile, out in Modesto, the Nuts are currently 19-23, five games back. In third place, the Fresno Grizzlies are 18-24. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the worst team in all of the California League, 39 wins in total on the season, 13-29. Here in the second half, they've lost three straight games. For this Rawhide club, they have been red hot as of lately. They've won 9 of their last 12 games, or 9-3 during that time period. But Rancho, they've been just as good during that time period. 12 wins in their last 16 games. And it's a Rancho team as well who's 7-3 in their last 10 games, just like this Rawhide club. They come into today's ball game with a record of 56-50. But when you look at this team so far this year, they are 27-27 on the road. Meanwhile, Visalia, they've been a lot more successful at home versus on the road. They are 30-23 at home. So lots of pros and cons. It's going to be a series that is very similar to one another. You look at the numbers, very similar to each other. You look at batting average. Visalia, 255, that's fourth. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they're 256. That is 1 point higher than Visalia. That ranks in third place. You look at other numbers as well. Runs, the differential is there, but you look at total bases, it's not by much. 1,337 for Visalia is in fourth. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have 1,423. That's third place. Just gets to the point of the fact that close series, and it's an important one. 12 of the next 24, that is as big as I'm going to say all night long, and I'll repeat it all night long. The Rawhide got to win. They got to win both series if they want to make it to the postseason. It's as simple as that one with your two other remaining series, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Inland Empire 66ers. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in today's broadcast. Meanwhile, for tonight's starting pitchers, it'll be Sterling Paddock making his start for Rancho. He does not have a decision so far. This will be his second start in a Quakes uniform. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Nate Savino, the former Virginia Cavalier who was drafted in the third round of the 2022 MLB draft, trying to continue to build up his numbers, his distance, and he's been doing that over the last two or three starts. So we'll see what Savino can push out today in today's ball game. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the Bally Live app. You can watch it live on the MILB app as well. And as you can all season long, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. We get ready for first pitch, so we will step aside. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch right here. Enjoy the game, everybody. 24 games remain in the playoff push in downtown Visalia, and it comes down to a critical series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rye. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to downtown Visalia for game one of the six-game series between the Quakes and the Rye. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Tuesday night, and let's dive into the starting lineups for the first time tonight with the Rancho Quakes. Leading things off will be the center fielder, number 7, Kendall Jordan. Batting at shortstop and batting second, Wilman Diaz. The DH, Zaire Hope, will bat third. Cameron Decker, the first baseman, will bat at the cleanup spot. Carlos Rojas, the catcher, will bat 5. Jose Mesa, the right fielder, will bat 6. Samuel Munoz, the left fielder, will bat 7. Oswaldo Osorio, the third baseman, will bat 8. And then lastly, batting 9th, is Elijah Hanlon, the second baseman. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. 0-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. So here it is. The situation goes, 12 of the next 24 Rawhide games are against this Rancho team. You got 6 right now, and then in 3 weeks' time to finish off your season, you have Rancho again at their ballpark out at Lone Mart Field. 2-1 pitch on the way here from Savino, and that one is outside for ball 3-3-1. Rawhide at the moment currently 2 games back of Rancho, who currently holds the first place spot in the second half. That's important being this is the winner of the second gets the automatic playoff bid. The 3-1 pitch on the way. That one's low for ball 4, so Kendall George will draw a leadoff walk and bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate.
The shortstop, number
13,
Wilman Diaz.
Take a look there at Nate Savino on the mound here in 2024. Nate Savino comes in no decisions with a 10.91 ERA. We'll dive a little bit more into his numbers in a moment. But as we're going through the situation that is at hand at the moment, the Rawhide 2 games back of Rancho Cucamonga at the moment. So if the Rawhide win 4 out of 6, so if they get a series win in the series, they would be tied with less than 20 games to go in the second half of the season. I've got a pitch on the way from Savino, and that one's fouled directly backwards for strike number 1. So Rawhide have to get business done in today's ball game and throughout this next week. You also have a favorable schedule with Inland Empire coming up next week. They're currently in 4th in the second half of the season, 2022. This ball's grounded up the middle. A chance to turn 2. Crisantas fields it right on the bag, and his throw to first base is in time. A 4-3 DP for Demetrio Crisantas, who continues to wow in a Rawhide uniform. Take a look at the replay right there. Ground ball up the middle. The attempted backhand grab by Savino, and Crisantas makes it look as smooth as butter. And now to bring up Zaire Hope to the plate. I'm at the rest of the schedule, however, for Visalia. It's a Rawhide team. We've got Inland Empire next week, 4th in the South, and a Fresno team who has struggled here in the second half. They're currently in 3rd place with a record of 18-24. So chances to make moves here for the Rawhide as that pitch is outside for ball 1. A little bit different, however, for Rancho. They have Lake Helsnor at home next week, and then they have San Jose the following week before welcoming the Rawhide back at home for the series finale. Pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike 2-1. And just doesn't line up any better than the way it enters this week. Visalia and Rancho currently tied at the season series 9 games apiece. A 2-1 pitch on the way. And that one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones will retreat backwards, back towards the warning track. He'll look up at the wall, and that ball is over the batter's eye. Zaire Hope, a home run. It's his 7th of the year, and Rancho takes the first lead of the ball game. It's 1-0. Drew Jones gave it a look, and Hope is able to take it yard, and Rancho 1-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning, and it brings up Cameron Decker to play. You watch the replay, a breaking ball upstairs, part of the zone, and he goes middle over the 405 batter's eye, and now that brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. As that pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. You look at the series in the month of July for the Rawhide, it was a 3-3 split. 1-0 pitch on the way with three games out in Rancho before the Rawhide came home for three games on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. And in that series, the Rawhide won 4 out of 6, 2 out of 3 at home, including 2 out of 3 on the road as well. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one has popped up on the right side. Retreating backwards is Crisantes. It'll be called off by Pena in right field. He'll be underneath it for the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, one run, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through half an inning of work here in Visalia. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the first inning, where Yonsel Luis will lead things off. First pitch on the way, and that one is a bit low for ball one, 1-0. Yonsel Luis, Dimitri Crisantes, Angel Ortiz will go through the rest of the Rawhide batting order here in just a moment. Sterling Paddock on the mound here for Rancho. Deal on the way, and Luis gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards for strike number one. Yonsel Luis so far on the year batting .277, 6 home runs and 46 RBIs here in 2024. Yonsel Luis, the first Rawhide player to reach 100 hits here in 2024. He was the second player in all of the California League to do so. The 1-1 deal on the way from Paddock, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Paddock in his second appearance for Rancho here this season. Last week, he's made his debut against Fresno on August 6th out at Lone Mart Field in a ball game where he allowed two runs, one of those being earned. Ground ball over to short, throw to first base in time, and there's one down here in the inning, and we go through the starting lineup for Visalia. Yonsel Luis will lead things off. He'll be followed by the second baseman, Dimitri Crisantes. Batting at the three spot, the left fielder, Angel Ortiz. At four, the catcher, Kenny Castillo. Five will be the center fielder, Drew Jones. Ryan Walshman bats six. Ben McLaughlin will bat seven. There's the numbers right there for Sterling Paddock here in 2024. As the deal home, that one's downstairs. Finally at the eighth spot, Christopher Torin at short. And then lastly, the right fielder, Jefferson Pena. So the one down in the inning, it brings up Crisantes, who still finds a way to bat above the 350 mark. since being added to the team in mid-June as he goes opposite field, back to the wall and right. And that one's going to bounce off the terrace in right field. Chrysantis is thinking too. It'll be cut off. He'll slide feet first into second base. And Dimitri Chrysantis, another hit here in a Rawhide uniform, is Visalia's first hit of the ball game. Squares that one up outside corner, and he says, you know what, I'll go opposite field. Not trying to do too much. Take what the ball's giving you. He goes to the right side of the field, gets on second base, and now brings up Angel Ortiz. That first of the game, first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. So it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Another guy in this Rye team who is batting above the 300 clip, right at the $3 mark. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. Count out 0-1. Talked about that outing from Paddock last week against Fresno. Allowed two runs, one of those earned, one hit and two walks, four strikeouts over 2 2/3 innings of work, and a no decision for Paddock. And he goes with a heat upstairs, swung on and missed. And the count is out 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Paddock will stare down Ortiz, gets ready for the deal. Chrysantis bounces around at second base. However, Ventures goes back after the disengagement here for Paddock. Oh, and two with one down. Ortiz gets ready for the pitch. A glance at second base. Here's the deal home from Paddock. And that one's on the outside corner. Strike three called. And Ortiz will be rung up for the first out of the inning. First strike out of the inning. As that one I bring out the Rawhide catcher Kenny Castillo to the plate. Kenny Castillo, a top three RBI hitter for this Rawhide team. There's a look at the Rawhide starting the lineup once again. Brought to you by Anthem. Is up going to pitch on the way. That one's grounded to the left side. It's going to sneak on through. Dimitri Chrysantis will round third base. He's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw, and it's not in time. Chrysantis will score, and Kenny Castillo adds on another RBI to his 2024 resume, and it's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom half of the first inning. D. Garner showing off the aggression early in this ball game. As soon as he saw the ball scooped up, he says, you know what, why not send Chrysantis home, and scores with plenty of time to spare. And now you got the RBI leader, Drew Jones, stepping up to the plate with 51 RBIs here in 2024. The guy who's batting 274 on the year with 5 home runs and 51 RBIs. The 2-out deal on the way, and that one is inside for ball 1-1-0. That base hit for Castillo officially goes down as a single, and he would advance over to second base off of the throw. So one ball, no strikes with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way here to Jones from Sterling. And that one is upstairs and inside for strike number 1-1-1. Drew Jones and Kenny Castillo have been going back and forth when you talk about the RBI category so far this year. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And Paddock will disengage as he looks back over towards second base. One ball, one strike, two down. Upcoming pitch on the way to Jones as that pitch is outside for a ball. And the count now 2-1. Jones, the 92nd prospect according to the top 100 prospects list by MLB Pipeline. Jones will get ready for the pitch here. Here's the deal home. A breaking ball high and outside for ball 3-1. You look at the top 10 prospects at the moment, according to MLB Pipeline, Jackson Holliday, first overall pick in that 2022 MLB draft, the top prospect. Meanwhile, in second, Junior Caballero, the left side infielder for the Tampa Bay Rays. 3-1 pitch on the way here to Drew. And I thought about pulling the trigger. He holds back, and the count will now be 3-2. Finishing up some of those other top five prospects, Dylan Cruz of the Washington Nationals, Walker Jenkins, the Twins outfielder, and Marcella Mayer for their Boston Red Sox. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Swing and a miss for Drew Jones. And he'll be struck out for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide do get on the board for the first time tonight, thanks to an RBI single from Kenny Castillo. At the end of one, we're knotted up at one. Rancho one, Visalia one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, "¿Qué haces aquí?" El consejero respondió, "Pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna." En Kaweah Health, tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move into the top half of the second inning. Nate Savino remains on the mound. Ground ball up the middle. Tureen goes down to a knee to make the grab. The throw to first base in time. What a play by Christopher Tureen. The top 10 D-backs prospect showing off the defensive skills. One down here in the inning. I mean, that was a ball that looked like it was out of reach for Tureen. Somehow he's able to make the grab, and the way he's able to get up that quickly and make the throw on target, very impressive by the young middle infielder. So one down in the inning brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. That 1-0 pitch out on the way, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. A swinging bunt. Kenny Castillo is able to get out of the crouch and quickly pick it up and throws to first base in time. So now two down here in the inning. Starting defense for Visalia, Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first base, Ben McLaughlin. Second base, Demetrio Crisantes. At shortstop, Christopher Tureen. Yancey Luis will play third base for Visalia. Meanwhile, in outfield, Angel Ortiz in left. Drew Jones in center. And then lastly, Jefferson Pena, the Rawhide right fielder. Pitch on the way to from Savino. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Today's starting lineups are brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that live health online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, live health online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. That pitch is outside for ball 1-1. So Carlos Rojas denied of a base hit. Jose Mesa, a swinging bunt. And now you got Samuel Munoz at the plate. And the pitch from Savino, and that one's fouled backwards. And I think it may have got a piece of the chin flap of Kenny Castillo. And it's kind of rubbing underneath that chin. But talking about Samuel Munoz, the guy who's batting .235 on the year, three home runs and 38 RBIs here in 2024. Savino's pitch has popped up. Could be a dangerous one. Tureen trying to make the play! And his second amazing play of the inning is a basket grab. He just snatches out of the air. Inning-ending pop-out. What an inning for Christopher Tureen. We're through an inning and a half here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 1, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
It's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building.
Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go play.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com, the MILB app. And making his home debut is Ryan Waldschmidt. He made his single-A professional debut last week against the Modesto Nuts, including racking in his first hit this past Saturday out of John Thurman Field. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into center. Kendall George will eye it down. He gets a late read on it, and he's unable to make the grab in time. So now three hits over his last two games for Waldschmidt, and he's got Visalia's third hit of the ballgame, bringing up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Take a look at the replay there as the pitch on the outside corner. Perfectly placed. And the ball just kind of hung up there. And you see Kendall George. It looked like he never really sprinted full speed at that ball. I don't know if he may have lost it initially. But either way, you got a runner on first for Visalia. And now it brings up the former Arkansas Razorback, Ben McLaughlin, to the plate. The deal home. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike 0-1. Ben McLaughlin from Golden, Colorado, the ninth-round draft pick in this past summer's MLB draft by the Arizona Diamondbacks. As McLaughlin gets ready for the 0-1 pitch on the way, here's the deal home, and that one's at the knees for strike number two. McLaughlin was very patient last week against the Modesto Nuts. Drew in a pair of walks in his first game in a professional uniform. The 0-2 pitch on the way from McLaughlin is a long glance by at first. Here's the deal home. That one's bounced in for ball one, 1-2. McLaughlin and Waldschmidt looking to get on base in their first plate appearances here in a Rawhide uniform in the home pinstripes. One ball, two strikes with no outs. A pause here from Patrick Sterling. Sterling Paddock, and a swing and a miss here. So Ben McLaughlin will be struck out for the first out of the inning. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate, who's having himself a very, very nice start to the ball game defensively. With a pair of spectacular grabs, one on a sliding effort at shortstop, and then an over-the-shoulder grab to end the second inning. An upcoming pitch on the way here to Torin. Paddock's pitch home. And Torin will lift that one into right field. Retreating backwards is Mesa just in front of the warning track. He's there for the grab. There's two down in the inning. And we go through the starting defense here for Rancho. Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, first base, you got Cameron Decker joined by Elijah Hainline at second. Wilman Diaz over at shortstop. Then at third base, Oswaldo Osorio. And left field, Samuel Munoz, the center fielder, Kendall George. And then lastly, the right fielder, Jose Mesa. Zaire Hope will be the DH today for Rancho Cucamonga. So with two down in the inning, you got a runner on first base. Jefferson Pena at the dish, a guy who's batting 205 on the year. Pickoff attempt at first. Walshman wanted to go, and he's thrown out at second base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Paddock faces the minimum here in inning number two. Despite a base hit from Ryan Walshman, we head to the top half of the third inning. Visalia 1, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this clear Tuesday night. And not a bad day to be outside here in downtown Visalia compared to what the rest of the summer has felt like. 94 degrees at the moment. Today, only a high of 99. So it's getting cooler here in Visalia. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way from Savino. That one's right down the middle and in there for a strike. Today, a low of 63. Going outside this morning. A little chilly, not going to lie, but obviously it warms up as the day rolls on. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball, 1-2. Today, a high of 99. That's the highest it'll be all week long, with Sunday the lowest high of the week at 93. As that pitch is outside for ball 2-2. Tomorrow night, 98 is a high. 98 the high on Wednesday and Friday. Thursday night, a high of 97. Saturday will be a perfect night for baseball, 95. 2-2 pitch on the way. Osorio will foul that one off to the left side. They're going to feel pretty good here this week. I think 95 is comfortable, which in my opinion it is. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the deal home from Savino, as that one misses downstairs for ball 3-2. A little bit more breezier of a day today. American flag, a little bit of action out there in right field. 7-mile-per-hour winds. So 3-2 pitch on the way to Osorio, and he fouls that one off to the left side. Oswaldo so far on the year. Let's take a look at the sun going down here. That nice light blue gradient up in the sky. That ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. But going back to the comment on Oswaldo Osorio, we'll go through his numbers in a moment. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded up by Crisantes. He'll have an underhand toss to first base. And McLaughlin will step on the bag, and it will be the first out of the inning. So I'll make a quick pivot from Osorio's numbers to Nate Savino's numbers. No decision so far here in 2024 with a 10.91 ERA, making his eighth start of the year, 15 2/3 innings of work. There's a look at the numbers right there. 16 strikeouts and 17 walks so far on the year. As that one is fouled off to the right side, Savino drafted in the third round of the 2022 MLB draft out of Sterling, Virginia, attended University of Virginia, the Virginia Cavaliers. A one pitch on the way. That one's inside for ball 1-1. Savino, 6'3", 210, the 22-year-old lefty. And prior to his last start had gone four innings of work in his previous two outings. As that pitch is in there for a strike, the reason I removed last outing, he only went an inning and a third in that ball game. He didn't give up a hit, but he had five walks that ended up walking in a run. And as a result, three walks, two punch outs, and a ball game that Visalia would ultimately go on to win the opening game of the series. Final score 13-11. Last week, the Rawhide had three 10-plus run ball games, including their largest win of the season on Thursday night, 16-3 against Modesto. 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Savino has his first punch out of the ball game. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. You take a look at the replay there. A little bit of dip at the end of that pitch. And as a result, Hainline unable to catch up to it. And now we go back to the top of the order here for Kendall George. George last week, 3-for-18. The pitch on the way for Savino. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Kendall George, last year's Dodgers first-round pickup, 36th overall pick out of Humble, Texas. The second year here in the Quakes organization, so far through 81 games, batting .279. Upcoming pitch on the way. George will pop that one up on the left side. Underneath it will be Angel Ortiz. A call of Drew Jones, who's within the vicinity. And it's back-to-back, three up, three down frames here for Savino. We're through two and a half here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 1, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Jefferson Pena will lead things off for Visalia as we head into the bottom half of the third inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. As the pitch on the way from Sterling Paddock is in there for a strike 0-1. Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, Demetrio Crisantes do appear in the bottom half of the third inning. Upcoming pitch on the way from Paddock and an 0-1 count. And the kick and the fire were home. It goes off speed, but it misses outside for ball one, 1-1. And catcher Carlos Rojas didn't seem too amused by it as he kind of shakes off his head after the pitch was called ball. Visalia, three hits so far in this ball game, with a pair of hits in the first and a hit here in the second inning. And Pena looking to add on right here. Pena so far here in 2024, batting .205. With two home runs and 25 RBIs so far on the year. And after Pena gets finished strapping up the gloves, he'll get back and step into the batter's box as that one is fouled off to the right side. 1-2 count here as Pena will get ready to see another pitch here in just a moment. Paddock already up to 3 strikeouts, with 2 in the first and 1 here in the third. Paddock pauses. Wind up on the way. Here's the deal home. Pena swinging bunt, and that one is fouled off to the left side. So we talked about this Rawhide team in the race for the postseason, trying to make the playoffs for the first time since 2019 when they won the championship, one of 3 championship teams in team history, with 1971 being the first one, 78 being the second. Pena fouls that one off to the right side. But it's a Rawhide team who's playing really good baseball as of lately. 9-3 over their last 12 ball games. A Rawhide team who is coming off of their 10th series win of the season. Not to mention, last time these two teams played during 4th of July, it was the first time since that 2019 season that the Rawhide had captured 3 straight series wins before they went to San Jose and fortunately dropped 4 out of 6 in that series. And then they came out of the All-Star break and won 2 out of 3 then. And the Rawhide, a tough Lake Elsinore series where they dropped 5 out of 6. The 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on a miss for Pena, as it'll be Paddock's 4th punch out of the ball game and bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. But since that Lake Elsinore series, that's where the Rawhide have won 9 out of 12 games, with a good series against Stockton, 5 straight wins during that time period. It was the first time in all of 2024 that the Rawhide have managed to put together a 5-game winning streak. The 1-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball 1-0. And you got to think it was a pretty impressive series against Modesto as well, where the Rawhide were able to put 10-plus runs up in 3 ball games, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. So, I mean, it's a Rawhide team that the offense is clicking. If you want to know how much so this offense is clicking, a swing and a miss for Luis. Now makes the count 1-1. The Rawhide have the best run differential in the entire second half as a positive 47. The next closest team to them at the moment is Lake Elsinore at a positive 30. The 1-1 pitch on the way, broken bat, ground ball to short. It'll be fielded by Diaz, throw to first base, unable to be scooped up by Decker. And as a result, a runner on first here for Visalia. We'll see if it goes down as a hit or an error. It was a high chopper, you could say, over to shortstop. And Luis does have speed, but they're officially going to mark it down as an error. And now the next question you ask yourself, is it E6 or an E3? It'll go down as an E6. So Yancel Luis gets aboard. And it brings up Demetrio Cruzantes to the plate. We talk about that run differential, positive 47 for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, for Rancho, it's a positive 18. As a quick pickoff attempt at first, unsuccessful. The Southern Division at the moment, 3 out of the 4 teams are all in the positive at the moment. The 1-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. Cruzantes will lift that one into center field. Left. That one barely over the head of Wilman Diaz. He tried to climb up the ladder, unable to do so. So Cruzantes is now 2-for-2 in the ballgame with a double and a single. And now you got a runner in scoring position for the first time since inning number 1. Have been in a collision? Don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So an E6 from Wilman Diaz has allowed Luis to get into scoring position, and he got to meet for Cruzantes, who's batting above right at the 300 mark, stepping up to the plate. Last time up, he struck out looking. The 1-out pitch on the way here to Ortiz. Paddock's pitch, and that one is downstairs for ball 1-0. They're all at already 4 hits here in this ball game. Meanwhile, Rancho, they are sitting at 1 at the moment. Paddock will stare down Ortiz. Luis at second. Take a look at the numbers once again for Ortiz. Here's the deal home, swing and a miss. And the count now 1-1. 5 home runs on the year. 1 of those 5, a walk-off home run against Inland Empire in the month of May. 1 of 8 walk-offs here in 2024 for this Rawhide team. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Paddock continues to glance at second. That was a series that featured two walk-off home runs, including one from Junior Franco, who had his first professional two-home run game, and it came in dramatic fashion against Inland Empire on a three-run home run to right field. And that was swing and a miss here for Ortiz. Makes a count now 1-2. Good breaking ball there. Ortiz trying to kind of get underneath and create that backspin, try to get it out of the right field wall like he's done so often this year. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and Ortiz, a good eye there, watches it miss in the dirt for ball two, 2-2. Angel Ortiz last week, 7-for-19, tied for the third most hits in last week's series, with one guy in front of him being Yancel Luis with 8. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Ortiz gets ready for the deal, gets a piece of it, and fouls it off to the left side. Kenny Castillo waits on deck. A big opportunity for the Rawhide to take their first lead of the night. 2-2 with 1 away. Paddock holds at the belt. He gets ready to deal home. Glance at second base. Here's the pitch. Ortiz has to move his elbow out of the way of it. So the count will now go full 3-2. And despite this being very early in the ballgame, this is a very, very big pitch coming up right here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The deal home from Paddock. Ortiz gets a piece of it, punches it out into left field. Yancel Luis is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time, and the Rawhide have their first lead of the series. It is 2-1 here in the bottom half of the third inning. Ortiz has shown good ability this season to go opposite field, and right there he just uses the hands to poke it out into left field. And now Crisantes is at second, Ortiz is at first. And one thing I love watching about Dimitri Crisantes, how much of a team player he is. As soon as he stepped on second base, he was giving an applause to Ortiz and pointing in his direction on the big hit right there. So now you got Kenny Castillo stepping up to the plate, who's second on the team in RBIs. So now we have a mound visit here with the pitching coach Sean Coyne making his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So a big RBI base hit from Angel Ortiz gives the Rawhide a 2-1 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. And now Sean Coyne will make his way back to the Rancho dugout with Kenny Castillo, who's already got an RBI single here in this ballgame. As you take a look out there in right field, with Rancho currently getting arms warmed up in the bullpen. I mentioned earlier, Paddock, this is just his second professional appearance with Rancho. And in the last outing, he only went 2 innings of work. As Kenny gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. So the count will now move to 0-1 with 1 away. Kenny in his fourth year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, looking to capitalize right now. 6 RBIs already in the month of August through 10 games. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and Kenny, watch out, and miss upstairs. And Crisantes decides to go to third. The throw to second base is in time. What a throw by Carlos Rojas. And Angel Ortiz with a late jump to second. And now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to have a word with the first base umpire, Reginald Webb. See, not a very big bounce away, but Angel Ortiz, a late read on it. Now Webb will have his second discussion of the ball game here with D. Gardner. D. made his way out to the field earlier to speak on the caught stealing for Ryan Waldschmidt, and likely think that they were arguing on whether the momentum from Paddock was going towards home or towards first base on the disengagement. Either way, he still got a runner at third. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Castillo, and the count now 1-2, but you got to think it kind of changes the approach here for Castillo, who could have been going for a more sac fly chance, and now he's got to be a little bit more cautious with the approach, trying to score Crisantes at third. The 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss for Castillo. Either way, Sterling Paddock is able to work his way out of the inning. But the Rawhide end up taking their first lead of the ball game. Two hits, one run, one error, and one runner left on base. At the end of three, Visalia 2, Rancho 1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com, and the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com, the MILB app. Nate Savino on the mound for his fourth inning of work. First pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. So it'll be Wilman Diaz, Zaire Hope, Cameron Decker due up here in the inning. As Savino's pitch misses inside for ball two, 2-0. Nate Savino, prior to his outing against Modesto, the outings on July 30th and July 23rd, a combined eight innings of work in those ball games. As that pitch is fouled backwards for a strike, 2-1. Combined eight innings of work in those two ball games, four innings of work during both those two ball games. And during those two games, Savino, seven combined strikeouts and three walks. You look at his outing today, one strikeout, but he's been able to retire seven straight batters in a row. A 2-1 pitch on the way, as that one is fouled off to the right side, so the count will now move to 2-2.
That's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. Give Justin
a call. Savino's longest outing of the year, four innings of work. That's been done twice. And now a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. And Castillo will make the grab. He'll throw down at first base. Be cautious either way. Does not matter. Wilman Diaz will be struck out for the first out of the inning. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So now you got Zaire Hope stepping up to the plate, who got the most of Savino in his last at-bat on a solo home run over the center field batter's eye. Upcoming pitch on the way from Nate, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Savino trying to attack the outside corner on that pitch, however unable to do so. He'll go for it on the back-to-back pitches and unable to find the zone, so the count is now 2-0.
What?
Two balls, no strikes, one away. Upcoming deal, we'll have to hold off as Castillo will reset and readjust. Savino appeared in four NCAA tournaments during his time with the Cavs, as that pitch is in there for strike 2-1. Two starts in the NCAA tournament, where he posted a 1.76 ERA over 15 and a third innings pitched and a total of eight strikeouts. And now manager John Shoemaker has made his way out from the dugout to have a word with the first home plate umpire, Blake Bism. She will have the things clarified here with Bison, and will be ready to resume play once again. Zaire Hope currently in a 2-1 count here at the moment. Hope 314 on the year, 7 home runs and 21 RBIs. And this is the first time that Hope is facing off against this Rawhide team. The pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for a ball, 3-1. He had some extended time on the injured list for quite a bit of time. He started the year off on the opening day roster in April before being sidelined until the end of July. Zaire Hope's last game in the month. Last game in the month of April was on April 28th in a ball game where he suffered an injury against Lake Elsinore. After that, he would be placed on the IL and wouldn't return to action until July 15th when he played in 7 games in the Complex League and made his Rancho return on July 27th against Inland Empire in a ball game where he went 4-for-5. One out pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike. It's now 0-1.
L-I-V-I-N.
They got Cameron Decker at the plate, who last week 3-for-14 in the series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The 1-0-1 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for ball 1-1. The Rancho team who have won 7 of their last 8 overall games. And look at this, 13 of their last 17 games they've won. The pitch on the way, that one's inside as Decker has to dodge his way out of that pitch. So the count is now 2-1. Decker 277, 6 home runs and 31 RBIs on the year. And Savino looking to avoid some traffic here at the moment. 2-1 pitch on the way here from Nate. And that one's downstairs for ball 3-1. Kenny looked like he lost it for a moment, but he was able to quickly recover. Going back to Nate Savino and his time at Virginia, 15 starts. With a 3.69 ERA, it was the 11th lowest ERA in all of the Atlantic Coast Conference in the year of 2022. 3-1 with one away, the pitch home, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 3-2. Ranked the number 66th prospect according to Perfect Games top 100 junior list in the 2022 season as well. Pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count is now 3-2. Carlos Rojas on deck here for Rancho. Still sitting at one hit. It was Zaire Hope's solo home run. The payoff pitch on the way from Savino, and that one is ripped into left field as well, back at the wall, and that one's going to bounce off the netting in left field. A 2-run home run from Cameron Decker will give Rancho their second lead of the night. It's now 3-2 here in the top half of the fourth inning. Home run number 7 of the year for Cameron Decker. There's a chain over there in the Rancho dugout. We'll see where this pitch missed from Savino. Right over the middle of the plate. And if you're going to attack right there, you best not miss. And that is exactly what Decker says right there with Carlos Rojas at the plate. As that pitch is on the outside corner and in there for a strike 0-1.
Oh, my damn.
Carlos Rojas last week 5-for-17. Including an 0-for-4 day on Sunday. As that ball is grounded over to second, Crisantes will field and toss to first base in time. The 2 down in the inning brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Savino officially at 50 pitches here in this ball game. So 51 will be against Mesa. Last week, 7-for-17, as that one is crunched into left center field as well. Mesa will flip the bat, and that ball is into the jungle in left field. A solo home run, and Rancho now has a 4-2 lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. You can hear the cheering from the Rancho dugout the moment that left Mesa's bat. And the second home run of the inning is Mesa's 7th home run of the year, 4-2 here in the fourth. Now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark will have the mound visit here. And hope to get Savino back on track and get this game sent to the bottom of the fourth inning. And every single hit, every single run, every single pitch is going to be that much more important in today's ballgame. And these are teams that are so close in offensive categories. The only really big margin is home run power from this Rancho team compared to Visalia. Rancho enters the ballgame 78 home runs. That is the third most in the Cat League. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have 57. That is the fewest out of all eight teams. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one. 1-1. This is a series that you look at it. You take it one pitch at a time, one inning at a time, one game at a time. If you want to find a way to claw your way back into the California League playoffs, nobody else controls your own destiny like you do here in 12 of your next 24 games. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Nate. That's a swing and a miss for Munoz. And the count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. I need four to be tied at the end of this series as this ball is grounded off to the right side and foul. Talking about the series so far this season, Rawhide taking four out of six in July. In the month of June, the Rawhide split. And then in May, the Rawhide only won two out of six right at this very ballpark. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. So Samuel Munoz will be retired for the final out of the inning. But two powerful home runs off the bats of Jose Mesa and Cameron Decker make this a two-run ball game. Rancho 4, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Drew Jones will lead things off for Visalia as we move into the bottom half of the fourth inning. Drew Jones, Ryan Walsh, Ben McLaughlin do up for the Rawhide here in this inning. Drew Jones, a former second overall pick in 22. Ryan Walsh, 31st overall pick in 2024. And Ben McLaughlin, the ninth round pickup in this past summer's MLB draft as well. So a lot of draft talent here coming up in the inning as that pitch is inside for ball 2-2-0. Drew Jones struck out in his last at bat. However, last week, a 5-for-19 week. Hitless on Sunday in a ball game where he went 0-for-4. But the big one last week was capturing that 50th RBI that led this Rawhide club. 2-1 pitch on the way here to Drew Jones, the deal home. And that one is upstairs for ball 3-1. Just now joining us, Rancho tacked on three runs in the top half of this fourth inning. including a pair of home runs. They're all trying to twist that energy here in the bottom half of the frame. As that pitch is upstairs, ball four. So Drew Jones shows off the plate discipline right there and draws a five-pitch walk. And now brings up Ryan Walshman to the plate. As that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. First pitch on the way. That one's on the outside corner. The count now 0-1. So you look at the last two games now for Ryan Walshman. You look at today's ball game, a hit. You look at the ball game on Saturday that he played in. He also had a pair of hits in that ball game as well. 0-1 deal on the way to Walshman, as that one is upstairs for ball one. 1-1. Pitch and change for Rancho. Starting pitcher Sterling Paddock is out of the ballgame. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon. And bye-bye, Bugs. Drew Jones in motion as that one is fouled off to the right side, and that's something that Visalia has loved to do so much this season, the attempted hit and run. And especially when you got a speedy guy like Jones, you sneak it through the right side of the infield. Jones is easily going first to third. Anything in the gap as well. Jones is getting to the corner and potentially even scoring as well. That's something that the scouts have been so impressed upon on Drew Jones' ability is his speed. As that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. The 70 grade speed on the 20 to 80 scale for Drew Jones. Now let's see if he tries to display it here in this inning with a runner on first base. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Upcoming deal on the way to the Kentucky Wildcat, as Drew Jones will dive back safely in time. Makerwich already 10 pitches here with still no outs. We'll go through his numbers here in just a moment. In his first year in a Quake uniform, Drew Jones put in motion, and I have a stolen base. Was just praising the speed for Drew Jones. He shows it off right there. No chance for Carlos Rojas. That is a strikeout that brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate.
Ben McLaughlin.
Pretty good. One down here in the inning, and brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, the former Arkansas Razorback. The 284th pick in the 2024 MLB Draft. An NCAA Fayetteville Regional All Tournament team. Also, Spring SEC Academic Honor Roll this past season, where he appeared in 59, started 59 games, played in 60, 57 of those at first base, two as a DH. The 0-1 pitch on the way here to McLaughlin, and that one is in there for a strike now, 0-2. One of only two Hogs to play in all 60 games during the 2024 campaign, where he slashed 302, 447, 490, 9 home runs, and a 42 ribbies last season. As that pitch is outside for a ball 1-2. He also drew 50 walks last season, tied for the sixth most in a single season in program history. We've already seen that out of Modesto. The 1-2 pitch on the way to McLaughlin. Behind in the count, Jones in motion, throw down to third, and he's safe. The tag not applied in time, so it's Jones' second stolen base of the inning, and he's gone from first to third off the robberies, and it's Jones' 15th stolen bag of the year. So runner 90 feet away, and now that sets up a potential sac fly opportunity here for McLaughlin. And swing and a miss here. And frustration for Ben as he strikes out. Now two down in the inning, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. So Walshman, McLaughlin strike out, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate, who last week was 6 for 22, including a hit on Sunday's ball game. Torin, 251, 3 home runs and 39 RBIs. He's looking for 40 to drive in Drew Jones as that pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Jefferson Pena awaits on deck here for the Hyde. Terrain's already had himself a good start to the ball game at shortstop. What can he do on the offensive side of things? He flew out into right field in his last at-bat. Here's the deal home, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Alex Makerwich started off the year in the ACL. I played in three games there before arriving in Rancho, where he's appeared in nine games and started seven. Doreen watches that one clip the outside corner for strike number two. I don't think Doreen agreed with that one whatsoever as he looked over towards the Rawhide dugout, kind of with his hands to his sides. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal home to Taurine. He thought about it. Does he go around? They appeal to the base umpire, Reginald Webb, and he says no, so the count will now move to 2-2. Christopher Taurine has scored a run in three straight games. That is the seventh active longest streak in the Cal League. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal home. Terrain watches that one miss low for ball three, 3-2.
I'm focused, man.
A very good eye here. Terrain has been no stranger to drawing walks so far this year as he leads this ride, as he's top two in this ride club. Drew Jones has more at 66. And the payoff pitch on the way to Terrain, outside, ball four, good play discipline there. And the two most patient guys on the team, Drew Jones and Christopher Terrain, have both drawn walks in this inning, and now brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And with that walk, it is Terrain's 65th of the year, too shy of Drew Jones. And here comes Sean Coyne out to the mound. This pitching change brought to you, or this mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia.
I smell bacon. Does anyone else smell bacon?
So we'll talk about the numbers for Alex Makerwich in 2024. 1-3 with an 11.49 ERA. 15 2/3 innings of work so far. 24 strikeouts and 19 punchouts so far on the year. As you start to see some short toss making its way out of right field with Joselina Gonzalez out there in the right field of the bullpen. So it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate, who is hitless last week against Modesto, including an 0-for-3 ball game on Sunday afternoon. Two-out pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Taurean hasn't necessarily been a stolen base threat so far this year. He's only had 8 this season, but you got to wonder if Rawhide tried to put a runner in scoring position right here. A 1-0 pitch on the way to Pena. That one's outside for ball two, 2-0. Yancel Luis currently waits on deck here for the Hive. Makerwich will get ready for his 25th pitch of the inning. Pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And that one is right down the middle for strike number one. Two balls, one strike, two away. Pena 5 points above the 200 mark. The pause and the deal home. Here's the pitch. Pena out in front of it. And the count's now 2-2. Wind has slightly picked up here at Valley Strong. Start of the game. The flag slightly dead out of right field. Now kind of blowing in from right center field. We'll see how that kind of affects the ball path here with the night continuing to roll on. Fairly windy last night. I mentioned it was windy this afternoon. We'll expect the wind to kind of continue to pick up as the night rolls on. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Taurine. Makerwich holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. A swing and a miss as he was behind in the count. Finds a way to fight back. 3 punch outs in the frame. Gets him through the fourth. And we head to inning number 5 in a 2-run Rancho lead. Quakes 4, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
We'll
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball, Oswaldo Osorio. We'll lead things off here in the inning. Osorio, Elijah Hainline, and Kendall George do appear in the top half of the fifth inning. Nate Savino remains on the mound. Ground ball to the right side. Crisantes with the grab. The spinorama throw to first base. And Ben McLaughlin says, I got you. I'll pick it right out of the dirt. And makes the out 4-1 away here in the inning. We've seen some spectacular plays by this Rawhide defense in this ball game. And Crisantes showing it off there. That is not an easy play. Spinning around with your momentum going that quickly to first base. You have no idea where your body's really going on that play, but Crisantes has such a good idea over there at second base of where to throw, and he's able to pull off the play right there. Talking to Crisantes earlier in the year, the upcoming pitch on the way to Hainline, a swing and a miss, strike number one. But speaking with Crisantes earlier in the season, he mentioned that during spring training that the D-backs organization primarily had him at second base. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's hit into center field. Drew Jones will be an easy out number two. And it brings up Kendall George to the plate. You see Crisantes there. We've seen him at second base, first base, third base so far this season. The only infield position we haven't seen him at is over at shortstop for this Rawhide club. And Crisantes has also mentioned he doesn't mind playing first base because of the bigger glove. So used to playing the middle infield growing up that whenever he does play at first, it feels like the glove is massive and he can scoop up almost anything hit to him. So now Kendall George at the plate. Quickly behind in the count, 0-1 after the foul tip. Kendall George has gone on base in now 37 straight games. Him and Crisantes are top five in all of the minor leagues when it comes to on base streaks. 36 straight for Kendall George. Meanwhile, for Crisantes, 36. As that pitch is outside for a ball. Kendall George, the speedy center fielder. You look at the on the scouting report for George. Not a guy who's going to be likely develop into a home run slugger, but it is a guy in the form of Kendall George that's going to get you on base. He's going to hit for contact, and when he gets on base, he's going to steal bases for you as well. And any ball in the gap, he's going to score for you as well, so not a bad guy to have in center field. 3-1 pitch on the way. That one fouled off the left side, 3-2. Scouts did mention George will add more power as he grows up. I mean, I mentioned earlier, the guy was drafted straight out of high school out of Humble, Texas, out of Atascocita High School in the greater Houston area. The payoff pitch on the way, swing and a foul tip. Kenny Castillo with the grab, and the inning comes to conclusion. Is a new career-high outing for Nate Savino. 5 innings of work, and we are halfway through here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 4, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County,
Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com, and it brings up new batter Yancel Luis to the plate, a 10th-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. With MLB Pipeline updating the prospect list earlier today, we got a little pup in the crowd here. Welcome to bring dogs to all 66 games here in 2024. One pitch lifted into left field. That one's dropping quickly, but the grab will be made by Samuel Munoz for out number one. So I mentioned the prospect list updated earlier today. Drew Jones currently sitting at prospect number 92. He's currently the second-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, with the first-ranked prospect being Jordan Lawler. Lawler currently the 9th-ranked prospect in all of Major League Baseball, as that pitch is on the outside corner for ball number one, 1-0. Lawler currently at Triple-A Reno at the moment. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Demetrio Crisantes. That one has bounced outside. Also Slade Caldwell. As we look at the top five prospects at the moment, it's Jordan Lawler in first, Drew Jones in second, Slade Caldwell in third. Caldwell, the 29th pick in this summer's MLB draft. The pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball 3-0. Caldwell, the Gatorade Arkansas High School Player of the Year as a junior in 2023. Be interested to see if we will see Caldwell before the end of the year. But on this occasion, Crisantes will take a four-pitch walk upstairs. Third time in this ballgame he's gone on base. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Caldwell currently at rookie ball at the moment. Ryan Walshman, who we've seen twice in this ballgame, is ready. The fourth-ranked prospect in the D-backs organization. And then Tommy Troy, last year's 12th overall pick by Arizona. He's currently up in Hillsboro. He was sent straight to the hops last year, the seasoned vet with the Stanford Cardinal. He started off the year with Hillsboro last year. Remains with the hops at the moment. There's a look at several of them. Christopher Tureen ranked 11th. And Demetrio Crisantes, as a result of the way he's been playing, he's found a way to move himself into the top 15 in the Diamondbacks organization, and he's ranked 13th. So we got on this Rawhide team, Drew Jones second in the D-backs organization. The 1-0 deal on the way to Angel Ortiz. Crisantes in motion. Throw down to second base. Not in time. And Crisantes shows off the speed there. He's got a stolen bag. And the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. A replay there. And Crisantes had such a great jump. He saw a little bit of a struggle to get the ball out of the glove for Carlos Rojas. And that is all Crisantes needed. He had plenty of time to get there as well. 1-1 with one away. The pitch on the way. That one is high and outside for ball 2-2-1. So you got Drew Jones second. Well, Ryan Walshman, 4. Yancel Luis, 10. Christopher Torin, 11. Then Demetrio Crisantis ranked number 13. The pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball. Count out 3-1. Ruben Santana ranked 24th. And that is all within the that are playing for the Rawhide that are currently ranked inside the top 30. 3-1. Here's the deal home. Ball 4 inside. So Angel Ortiz will draw a ball, and it will bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salem's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. As you see the manager, John Shoemaker, at the doorstep, but he's going to stay in there and not make his way out. They're going to keep making which in the ballgame. With one down here in the inning, Makerwich gets ready for the deal home as that one's in there for a strike 0-1. You also wonder, with some of those rookie ball guys, are they going to make their way up to the Rawhide as well? You look at 35th overall pick, J.D. Diggs. He's currently in the ACL at the moment. Already mentioned Slade Caldwell, the 29th overall pick, who's currently sitting in Arizona at the moment. As that pitch is bounced downstairs for a ball.
Everybody clap your hands.
And you also look at another recent pickup as well in the form of Connor Foley, the 164th pick in this past summer's draft. So there are lots of talent out of the ACL at the moment. It's just a matter of whether the D-backs will bring him here to Visalia or keep him until 2025. Either way, though, it's a 4-2 ball game. You got Crisantis at second, Angel Ortiz at first, and a 1-1 count. Kenny Castillo looking for his 50th RBI of the ball game. And a swing and a miss here. The count now 1-2. He's already 0-1 in the ball game in an RBI opportunity. Drew Jones awaits on deck, looking to get some offense going here for the Rawhide. 1-2. Right, 2-7 in this ball game with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, for Rancho, so far in the ball game, they have a pair of two out RBIs from Mesa and Hope. 1-2 pitch on the way. Kenny will foul that one off to the right side. Kenny Castillo, 7 hits last week for this Rawhide club. It was him and Ortiz who had 7 hits last week. The most hits by a Rawhide player last week was Yancel Luis, but Kenny Castillo was batting .368. That was the highest average by any player last week. 1-2 pitch on the way. Castillo will lift that one into left field. It'll be playable by Munoz in left for out number 2, and it will now bring up Drew Jones to the plate with 2 down. Staying on the topic of top 100 prospects, we mentioned Jordan Lawler, the 9th-ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. But you look about what other players have either played in the California League this season that are in the top 100 or are currently playing at the moment. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is inside for ball 1-0. The highest-ranked prospect is Colt Emerson, who started the year off with Modesto. He's a 30th-ranked prospect with the Seattle Mariners organization. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Drew Jones, Makerwich's deal. And Jones will watch that one clip the top of the strike zone. That one is in there for a strike. Count now 1-1. Leo Dulles DeVries, the 17-year-old mutant, as they call him, out in Lake Elstor. He's a 47th-ranked prospect. Lázaro Montes, who absolutely tore up the California League in the first half of the year. Drew Jones will send that one into center field. Rounding third base is Crisantis. He's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw to third base. Angel Ortiz will slide, but he will not be safe. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So, no run, comes home to score as a result of the tag out at third, and it remains a 4-2 ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Things a man really loves, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot.
Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions.
The defensive end's now pitching for the Visalia Rock, number 38, Eric Dominguez.
So some explaining to do as we get ready to go into the top half of the sixth inning. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Here's a look at the replay. So Drew Jones sends it into center field. Demetrio Crisantes comes home to score. However, the umpire says that the throw to third base and the out was made before Crisantes steps on home. You see it right there. The tag is made and Crisantes has not stepped on home plate. So as a result, that out ends the inning. The Rawhide do not score that run, and it remains a 4-2 ball game here in the top half of the sixth inning. Perfect camera work right there to explain the situation as that pitch is fouled backwards for strike number two. Yeah, that's just one of those moments where as the season starts to roll on, it's a small little attention to details that could end up making or breaking your season. You look at all the opportunities you have, although it's still a two-run ball game. I mean, what happens if this game does come down to one run? It's those small little attentions to detail that could make or break the season at this point, with after tonight being 23 games left to go. That pitch is fouled backwards for Wilman Diaz. Wilman Diaz, Air Hope, Cameron Decker. Payoff pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball four. So Eric Dominguez checks into the ball game and walks the first batter that he faces. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. As we get ready to go through the numbers here for Nate Savino, in five innings of work, gave up three hits and four earned runs, four strikeouts, and a pair of walks. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon. And bye-bye, Bugs. Eric Dominguez, 6'3", 180. The 21-year-old left-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As his pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. He's been impressive so far since joining the Rawhide. He started off the year in the ACL where he was 1-1. With a 2.20 ERA through 41 innings of work. He had 53 strikeouts and only 19 walks. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one is bounced downstairs for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. We got Zaire Hope at the plate. We mentioned earlier, Hope starting the year with Rancho before getting hurt on April 28th against Lake Elsinore. And as a result, the Rawhide did not see him in that first series in May, on May 7th through the 12th. One ball, one strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Hope. Here's the deal from Dominguez. And that one's in there for a strike. Count now 1-2.
He's on fire.
Zaire Hope, a solo home run and a walk so far in this ball game. Dominguez looking to sit him down for the first time in this ball game, and like to give Visalia their fifth punch out of the game. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is grounded to the left side, and it will bounce off Tureen's glove on the diving effort. They're going to go first to third for Diaz. The throw will be made to second base, and runners on the corners will give Rancho their fourth hit of the ball game, and still no outs to begin the frame.
You should keep them on deck.
So now you got Cameron Decker stepping up to the plate. Decker so far in this ball game, he's 1-for-2 as well with a two-run home run, which was his seventh knock of the year. Now Kenny Castillo will make his way back behind home plate. He'll get ready to resume play once again. Crucial sixth inning right here that could really make or break the ball game right here. Small lead at first for Zaire Hope as that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Top half of the sixth inning. We'll get ready to go through the scores around the California League here in just a moment. Dominguez holds at the chest and gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is upstairs once again. So the count now 1-1. We've done a lot of scoreboard watching over the past couple of weeks, trying to see what's happening in Rancho, but you got him right in front of your face right now and trail by two runs in the top half of the sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez, and that one is inside for ball 2-2-1. But if you're curious around the rest of the California League, Inland Empire currently leads over Lake Elsinore 5-1. That ball game is currently in the top half of the eighth inning over at Diamond Stadium. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez. And that one is upstairs for ball 3-1. What? Meanwhile, out in San Jose, the Giants have a 5-0 lead over Stockton in the top half of the seventh inning. And then lastly, at Chancy Park up in Fresno, a 3-1 lead for the Grizzlies over the Nuts. 3-1 deal. Downstairs, ball 4, bases loaded. And that brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. Now see if that brings out the action for pitching coach Tyler Mark. And here he comes making his way out. Now this mound visit is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. That's all your scores around the Cal League. If Lake Elsinore loses, the Rawhide and Storm will still be tied in second. If Lake Elsinore wins tonight, the Rawhide would drop to third if they suffer a loss here in this ball game. Obviously, if the Rawhide win tonight, they would be a game back against Rancho Cucamonga. So Kenny will make his way back, and this is a crucial, crucial pitch right here. Carlos Rojas at the plate with bases loaded, 37 RBIs on the year. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball 1-0. So not an ideal start to the ball game here for Eric Dominguez. So far, 17 pitches in his appearance, and he's looking for a big strike right here. It's a swing and a miss, that's what he gets, and the count now 1-1. At third, you have Wilman Diaz, Zaire Hope at second, Cameron Decker at first. One ball, one strike with no outs. Here's Dominguez's pitch, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. Nate Savino had two walks. Through five innings, Dominguez has a pair already through not even a third of an inning of work. This one has popped up. Will it be enough to score a run? He got Diaz at third. Drew Jones will get underneath it. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off by Tureen. They'll let Diaz come home to score. It's now a 5-2 ball game here in the top half of the sixth inning. Take a look at the replay there. Left upstairs. Carlos Rojas does what he's supposed to, get it into outfield, and Drew Jones doesn't risk throwing home and letting both runners advance. So instead he decides to throw to third base, keep Hope at second, and now it brings up Jose Mesa to the plate, who so far in this ballgame was 1-for-2 with his 7th home run of the year in his last at-bat. Dominguez will stare down Mesa, get ready for the deal. A glance at second, here's the pitch. And that one is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Last time we saw Dominguez was last week against Modesto on August 6th. In a ball game where he went 4 innings of work, 3 hits, 3 earned runs, but 3 strikeouts and a walk. 1-0 with one away, here's the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, so the count now 1-1.
So what?
Fifth batter of the inning here for Rancho. Most batters they've had step up to the plate has been 7. That was back in inning number 4. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez. Here's the deal home. And Mesa a swing and a miss. And the count is now 1-2. Dominguez will get ready for his 24th pitch. But we'll have to wait a little bit longer here as Mesa steps off the mound to reset.
Come on, man.
You look at the rest of the series. Wilkin Prady's on the mound tomorrow against the left-hander Luke Fox. Fox is the only left-handed pitcher pitching this week here for Rancho. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Does he go around? And he does. So Mesa will be struck out, and Dominguez will have his first punch out of the inning. And brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call at 855-625-4141. We'll talk about the rest of the week. Hyun-Suk Jang will be the right-hand pitcher tomorrow for Rancho. Meanwhile, Donis Perez, I should say that's on Thursday night. Donis Perez pitching on Thursday, then entering the weekend. The Rawhide will go with their typical right-hand platoon. Casey Anderson, Daniel Nunez, Danny Lerondo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That'll be Sean-Paul Lanon on Friday night, Samuel Sanchez Saturday, and then Christian Zazueta on Sunday. One ball, no strikes, two away. Samuel Munoz in the ball game is 0-for-2. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled backwards, so the count now 1-1. All 6:30 first pitches for the rest of the week, excluding Sunday. That will be a 12:05 start time. A reminder, Wednesdays and Sunday home games available locally on MyTV 53. One ball, one strike, two away.
This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. Castillo trying to guide Dominguez out of this inning by only allowing one run despite having bases loaded. And now that pitch is high and outside for ball 2-2-1. Dominguez in his 5th game in Rawhide uniform. He made his single-A debut on July 12th against San Jose in a ball game where he went 5 innings of work. Coming 2-1 pitch on the way, swinging for the fences, unable to make contact, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Dominguez will get ready for the deal home, and that one is downstairs for ball 3-2. Waldo Osorio awaits on deck here for Rancho. 3-2, two-way. Both runners will be in motion the moment this ball leaves the hands of Dominguez. Payoff pitch on the way. Inside corner. Strike 3 called. And Samuel Munoz will be caught looking for the final out of the inning. One hit, one run, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 5.5 here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 5, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
You love...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Ryan Walshman will lead things off as we move into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rawhide find themselves down by three. They had a chance to cut the lead down to one in the bottom half of the fifth inning. However, Angel Ortiz tagged out at third before Crisantes could come home to score. And as a result, now a 5-2 ball game. After a run scored off of a bases-loaded scenario, Ryan Walshman at the plate, the 2-0 pitch. And that one's on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike now, 2-1. Walshman, one of those three picks within five selection for the D-backs. You mentioned earlier, Slade Caldwell, pick number 29. You had Ryan Walshman, 31, J.D. Dix, 36. So quite a bit of selections for Arizona. A 3-1 deal on the way. That one is upstairs for ball four. So a leadoff walk here from Ryan Walshman will bring up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So if you're wondering why the Diamondbacks had so many picks in this past summer's MLB draft, obviously all 30 teams getting a pick in the top 30. The D-backs get pick number 29 as a result of finishing second best in majors last year after falling short to the Texas Rangers in the World Series. That pitch will get passed and advance McLaughlin, assuming Walshman's a second. So as a result, the D-backs 29 get Slade Caldwell, and then they get the incentive picks that are given to players as a result of a player that either wins Rookie of the Year. And as a result, Arizona Diamondbacks got pick number 31, because Corbin Carroll received the 2023 National League Rookie of the Year, and then the Baltimore Orioles got pick number 32 as a result of Gunnar Henderson winning Rookie of the Year. So the guy you just saw standing at second base is thanks to the star outfielder for the D-backs winning Rookie of the Year. And then three picks later, the D-backs had pick number 35 due to the competitive balance round A. All teams that have either one of the top 10 smallest markets or top 10 smallest revenue pools receive an additional pick at the end of the first or the second round. So a year ago, the D-backs had competitive balance round B. That's where Caden Grice was picked up, who's currently on the IL. And then this year, it swapped to where the D-backs got the round A with pick number 35. So everything kind of worked out in their favor. The 2-2 pitch on the way, bounced downstairs for ball three. Other teams that were within competitive balance round A, the Milwaukee Brewers with pick number 34, the Cleveland Guardians 36, who also had the first overall pick in this summer's MLB draft, the Pirates 37, the Colorado Rockies 38, and then the Washington Nationals, two of those two teams, the Brewers and the Nationals, got those picks due to trades as McLaughlin draws ball four. So it'll be back-to-back walks for the draft picks and brings up Taurine to the plate. The Brewers had 34 as they got it from the trade for Corbin Burns. And then the Nationals received 39 as a result of their trade with Hunter Harvey and the Kansas City Royals. Coming back to the bowl game, though, Alex Mikowicz's bowl game is done after 56 pitches and runners on first and second. The tying run, Christopher Taurine will step up to the plate when we come back. Rancho 5, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Have the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Christopher Taurine will lead things off. It's been a ball game that's had its swings going back and forth, but the Rawhide have a chance to tie it up right here in the form of Christopher Taurine with no outs. This pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. That pitch is inside for ball one. 1-0. So Joselin Gonzalez will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho. The 5'11", 160-pound right-hander out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Ground ball to short. You got to move quick. 6-4-3. The pick at first is in time. So the DP will bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And two down and runner at third base. Big momentum shifter there for Visalia. Taurine had speed. Man, I thought maybe with how high that ball was chopping over shortstop, maybe it had enough time to allow Taurine to get on base. Not the case. And now Jefferson Pena steps up to the plate with a runner over on third. Pena has struck out twice so far in this ball game. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled backwards for strike one. Gonzalez 3-1 with a 6.08 ERA, 44 strikeouts, 32 walks through 50 and a third innings of work. No balls and a strike with two-way. A pause at the belt. Pena gets ready for the deal home, and that one's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Pena 0 for 10 last week and an 0 for 3 day on Sunday. He's looking to get back in the hit category right here and get an RBI base hit with Ryan Walshman standing over on third base. No balls, two strikes, 2-A. Pena will get ready for the deal home. Gonzalez looking to get out of the frame, and that one's popped up to the right side. Good attempt there by the first base coach, Jaime Del Valle. Tries to stick out the hand, unable to make the play. There's Jaime right there. First base coach, meanwhile, over on third base, you got manager D. Gardner. 0-2 with two down. Visalia out hitting Rancho 6-4, but they need that crucial hit here in this ball game. The 0-2 pitch on the way here from Gonzalez. Hold to the belt. Here's the deal home. Inside ball one, 1-2. Both teams suffering a loss on Sunday, so entering the day looking to get out of the one-game losing skid. One ball, two strikes, two away. Getting ready for the deal home. Here's a pause from Gonzalez. Here's the deal home. Upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Arancho 27-27 on the road. Visalia 30-23 at home. And looking for a crucial 31st win that would bring them within one game in the second half of the season. 2-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home from Gonzalez. A swing and a miss for Pena. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Third time he's been struck out in this ballgame. Head of the top half of the seventh inning. Visalia trails Rancho 5-2. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the seventh inning. In a 5-2 game, the Rawhide have had opportunities, unable to capitalize, however. And now Eric Dominguez reigns on the mound as that one is fouled off to the left side. So the count now 0-1. It'll be Oswaldo Osorio, Elijah Hainline, and Kendall George, 8-9-1, due up here in the top half of the seventh inning. As the pitch on the way, that one is fouled off to the left side. So the count is now 0-2. Rawhide 3-4-11 with runners in scoring position in this ballgame. So it's not that the lack of ability to bring home runners has been there. They've had chances. They just can't capitalize. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one will sail overhead for ball one. Meanwhile, for Rancho, and just two opportunities in this ballgame. They are 0-2 in such situations. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Oswaldo Osorio at the plate. 0-2 in the ballgame. The pitch on the way from Dominguez jams up at the hands and fouls it off to the left side. Top half of the seventh inning. We'll get ready to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks here in just a moment. Dominguez will get ready for the deal to Osorio. The 1-2 deal. Ground ball to the right side. It's a slow roller. McLaughlin will scoop it up. He'll take it himself. Steps on first base for the out. There's one down in the inning and brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. So going through the scores around the Diamondbacks organization, Hillsborough and Eugene. The hops all over Eugene Emeralds at the moment, 6-0. In the bottom half of the seventh inning, Hillsborough currently 8 games behind Spokane for that first place spot in the Northwest. And now that one is fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, Amarillo defeated San Antonio early today at Nelson Wolf Stadium. 5-0 the ball game out in the Lone Star State. As that one is fouled off to the left side, 0-2. At the AAA level, the Reno Aces continue to play Destructive baseball, 12-3 final. Out in El Paso earlier today, defeating the Chihuahuas. 0-2 with one away. Here's the deal home from Dominguez. A swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll be his third strikeout of the ball game. And brings up Kendall George to the plate. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. With two down in the inning, we go back to the top of the order in the form of Kendall George. Pitch on the way, bounced in for ball one, 1-0. Lastly, at the major league level, the D-backs continue to be the best team since the All-Star break, 65-53, third in the NL West, but they still find themselves 3.5 games back and currently tied with the San Diego Padres with the same record. The D-backs currently trail the Colorado Rockies 3-2 heading into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Colorado scored one in the second, then two in the third. Arizona, meanwhile, they scored a pair of runs in the bottom half of the third inning thanks to a Josh Bell RBI double. Bell getting acquired during the trade deadline. Ball notes right to a Diamondbacks team who were buyers at the trade deadline looking to make another run at another World Series trip. Now Kendall George takes his time getting back into the box once again, and now first base umpire Reginald Webb is walking down the first base line. So he'll backpedal back over to first. Now the home plate umpire Blake Bizen will stop from behind home plate. Not sure what the stoppage was there, but we're ready to resume play once again. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Dominguez. And that one is inside for ball 2-2-0. Interesting time of the year with about a month and a half left to go in the Major League Baseball season. The 2-0 deal on the way. And that one's in there for a strike 2-1. Kendall George so far in this ballgame, 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Dominguez's pitch on the way. And that one's on the inside corner in there for a strike 2-2. Right down to their final nine outs here in this ballgame as Dominguez gets ready for pitch 44. George tries to send that one into left field. However, it will stay in the air long enough for Angel Ortiz to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down frame for Eric Dominguez in the top half of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quakes 5, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Yancel Luis will lead things off. It'll be Yancel Luis, Dimitri Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz in the top half of the seventh inning in a ball game that Visalia trails Rancho 5-2. Coming pitch on the way here from Joselyn Gonzalez, who checked in after back-to-back walks from Alex Makerwich. After he walked Ryan Waldschmidt and Ben McLaughlin. And then he got it the 6-4-3 DP and the strikeout. A one pitch on the way is a swing and a miss for Luis, and the count is now 0-2. Yancel Luis batting .277, 6 home runs and 46 RBIs. 0-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. Luis, a ground ball over to first. It'll be grabbed by the first baseman, who will make the stab at first for Cameron Decker. One down here in the inning. Current home run leader still set at 7 for Jackson Feldner, who got called up to High A Hillsboro last Monday, before the series against Modesto. So Yancel Luis knocking on that doorstep with 6. Trying to find a way to break in. Dimitri Crisantes at the plate now. He's gone on base 3 times in this ball game. Looking to make it 4 right now. The upcoming pitch on the way to Demetrio. And that one is a swinging bunt, and it goes foul. We've seen that several times here in this ball game. Good case for Rancho's. Carlos Rojas' throw to first base ended up sailing into right field. Look at the replay there, and it had enough backspin to have rolled back into the batter's box, but any more forward, and that would have been Crisantes likely the second out of the inning. Instead, he stays alive in the at-bat, 0-1 with one away. Angel Ortiz on deck. Here's the deal home, and that one is low and inside for ball one, 1-1. Crisantes, a double, a single, and a walk in this ball game. And the double led to a run, also a stolen base, as that pitch is outside for ball 2-2-1. And he was the second away from scoring his first run. Ron Ortiz gets tagged out at third base and ends that possibility. 2 balls and a strike with 1 down. Crisantes will get ready for the pitch from Gonzalez. And he sends that one into right field, racing over his Jose Mesa near the corner. And that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Crisantes will round second base. He's thinking 3. He'll hold up halfway. And it will be a 1-out double for Demetrio. His 3rd hit of the ball game, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. We've talked about multi-hit games all season long for Demetrio Crisantes. And you wondered, well, was there going to be a time period when these pitchers seem to figure him out? I don't think that it will be the case anytime soon. He continues to get the best of these pitchers and goes up with the mentality of he's trying to lead his team to victory each and every single night. And he does that here in this ball game. So now with 1 down, at bat number 8 with a runner in scoring position here for Angel Ortiz, who's 1-for-2 in the ball game with a single, a walk, and an RBI. One out pitch on the way, and Ortiz takes that one in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. Angel Ortiz has got a base hit in now 14 straight games, thanks to his RBI single of the 3rd. A little poke shot into left field, and now that pitch is inside for ball 1-1. Kenny Castillo waits on deck here for the Hyde. In a ball game where he is 1-for-3. No balls and a strike with 1 down. Gonzalez gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled off to left side, so the count is now 0-2. Rather than a hit, it will go down as an E9 on the play in the corner, so Crisantes will remain with still 2 hits here in the ball game. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, one and two. Official confirmation on that is that the first base umpire, Reginald Webb, said the ball was dropped in right field. It's hard to tell from the angle we're at right here. So Webb said it was dropped, so as a result, it goes down as an error. Now this ball is grounded up the middle. Gonzalez will throw to first base in time. Two down, advances Crisantis over to third. So now two errors in the ball game as Kenny Castillo steps up to the plate. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. So Ortiz, the 1-3 ground out, brings up Castillo to the plate as that pitch misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones awaits on deck. He's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Castillo has an RBI single in his first at-bat at inning number one. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's the deal home. Ground ball up the middle. Bounces off Gonzalez's glove. The recovery throw to first base, and it is in time. And another opportunity wasted for Visalia. We're through 7 innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 5, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauia Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to...
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. Wilman Diaz will lead things off. Lays down a bunt. It'll be fielded by Dominguez. His throw to first is low, but the Razorback with the grab on a low pick. And his abilities at first have been very impressive here in his opening game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You take a look at the replay here. And that was a good run by Diaz down the line. And not necessarily one of the easiest throws as for a first baseman. You got a guy coming towards you. The ball's going to land likely where the feet of the runner are. And you just got to be ready for contact if possible, if it's going to happen. And McLaughlin keeps the eye on the ball and is able to secure it. And now it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. That was our first pitch on the way. Goes in there for a strike 0-1. Hope so far in this ball game, 2-for-2 with a solo home run, a single, a walk, and a run. And now that pitch is downstairs and inside for ball one, 1-1. Zaire Hope is 7th home run of the season in his first at-bat over the batter's eye in center field. After he had a 2-for-3 day on Sunday afternoon. 1-2 with one away. Dominguez gets ready for the pitch. waits for Hope to get back into the batter's box once again. 1-2 pitch on the way. Inside, ball two, 2-2. Hope on top of the performance that he had on Sunday. Knocked in his sixth homer of the year. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. A little stare down at the end by Dominguez, and there's now two down here in the inning. And Dominguez is up to now four strikeouts in the ballgame. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So now you got Cameron Decker stepping up to the plate in a ballgame where he's 1-for-2 with a homer of his own. And a swing and a miss there makes the count now 0-1. Owen 1 with two-way. The pitch from Dominguez, and that one is downstairs for a ball. Seven straight batters retired here by Dominguez, dating back to inning number 6. And that one misses inside, and I think it hit the padding of home plate umpire Blake Bizen as it took kind of a odd skid off him. You heard some loud plastic. And now the count out 2-1 with two-way. Dominguez's pitch. Ground ball to the third base side. It's going to sneak through the infield. Rounding first is Decker. He's going to go over to second. Helmet will pop off. Here comes the throw. Croissant is unable to make the catch. So McLaughlin will have to provide the backup. And it will be a two-out double for Decker, snapping the seventh straight batter retirement streak. See the replay there. And that one is perfectly drilled through that left side. Now Dominguez will have to get ready to deal with Carlos Rojas.
And the Pioneer 51 catcher, Carlos Rojas.
Rojas so far in this ball game, 0-for-2. With a pair of groundouts and a sac fly into center. Dominguez looks at second base. He gets ready for the deal home. Ground ball to the shortstop side. It'll be cut off by the third baseman, Luis. Has tossed to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Right at the bottom half of the eighth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho 5, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will lead things off in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They're all down to their final six outs, and they're down by 3. It'll be Drew Jones, Ryan Walshmit, Ben McLaughlin due up. Last time these three were due up, it was a walk for Jones and two straight strikeouts for the two 2024 draft picks. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike 0-1. Drew Jones in this ball game, 1-for-2 with a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Jones, who's batting .274 on the year, looking to give the Rawhide a leadoff base runner here as that pitch misses downstairs for ball 1-1-1. Joselin Gonzalez remains on the mound here for Rancho. So far in this ball game, 23 pitches, pitch number 24 inside for a ball. Two complete innings of work for Gonzalez so far in this ball game. Gonzalez will stare down Drew Jones. The 2-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. And the count now 2-2. Ryan Waldschmidt awaits on deck with just one hit in this ball game. You look at batters 5 and below. Jones and Waldschmidt have a hit. Outside of that, McLaughlin, Taurine, and Pena have been held hitless so far in this ballgame. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. And a pause at the belt. Here comes the deal home to Jones. That one's inside for ball 3. 3-2. I'm interested to see if Dominguez stays in the ballgame heading into the top half of the ninth inning. He's been a relief pitcher who's been able to show that he could go distance, and now Drew Jones has struck out on the outside corner. Second time he's been rung up in this ball game. So now one down in the inning brings up Ryan Waldschmidt to the plate. So Waldschmidt in this ball game, 1-for-2, a single, caught ceiling, a strikeout, and a walk. Stranded at third in this ball game. That's the only time he's been left on base, as that pitch is inside for ball 1-1-0. Former Kentucky Wildcat at the plate. And that one hits the left side, and it's going to sneak through the infield. A hard hit, shot, unable to be kept in play by Oswaldo Osorio. Waldschmidt has his second hit of the ball game. Back-to-back multi-hit days for Waldschmidt. And now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Takes advantage of an inside pitch and burns it through the left side of the infield. All Osorio could do about that one was stick the glove out and look at it sneak through the infield. So now it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He has gone on base in this game via the walk, the pitch home, and that one is in there for a strike count now, 0-1. Look at McLaughlin's numbers over his first week. He drew 8 walks in 4 games against Modesto. As that pitch is inside for ball 2-2-0. Crazy to think about the number of walks he's drawn. You look at a guy like Kenny Castillo through 71 games this season. He's had only 16 walks all season long. So in just 8 games time, McLaughlin, half the amount of walks that Kenny Castillo has had, and he was bitten on the opening day roster. Two balls, one strike, one away. Gonzalez will look to go through the instructions once again here with his catcher, Carlos Rojas. One ball, two strikes, one away here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The pause at the belt. Here comes the deal home from Gonzalez. Ground ball to the right side. Picked by the first baseman. Toss to second for one. The relay to first base in time. And it's a 3-6-1 inning-ending DP. And we head to the final frame here in downtown Visalia. Quakes 5, Rawhide 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the ninth inning. Jose Mesa will lead things off. Mesa, Munoz, Osorio. That one is fouled off to the left side. Count now 0-1. Jose Mesa, the solo home run. Back in the fourth inning, his seventh home run of the year. On a ball that was a no-doubt home run out of the trees and left. Eric Dominguez has come in for Nate Savino. It's been a 1-2 partnership in this ballgame, as that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Talking about the rest of the week, tomorrow night, Brats Beer and Bingo, presented by Park Visalia. Pitch on the way, kind of a half swing, 1-2. $10 specialty bratwurst available at the Jameson On Deck Grill. And also $2 off all beer, canned or draft. And bingo available for everyone to play, thanks to our friends at Park Visalia. And then on Thursday night, barbecue apron giveaway sponsored by Mission Linen Supply. And be among the first 250 fans for the gates to receive a barbecue apron. As that one is lifted into right field, will stay playable for Jefferson Pena. He's underneath that one to make the grab. One down here in the frame and brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Moving over to Friday, it's our Toros replica jersey sponsored by Learn for Life. You're one of the first 350 fans through the gate to receive a Toros de Visalia replica jersey on Friday night. Then on Saturday, the fourth and final bobblehead here, 2024. The one-out pitch on the way, swung on and foul tipped, strike one. Dave Roberts bobblehead giveaway sponsored by Toyota. First 500 fans get the former Visalia Oak and two-time World Series champion Dave Roberts. 1-0 pitch on the way, fouled backwards for strike number one. And then lastly, it's our Kids Club jersey giveaway on Sunday. Halloween in the ballpark with the first 100 Kids Club members getting the Halloween-themed jersey. The 1-1 pitch grounded to the right side and foul. So the count now 1-2. So plenty of good giveaways coming up this weekend in our second-to-last homestand of the season. We'll have our final homestand August 27th through September 1st against the Fresno Grizzlies, and Samuel Munoz swinging a miss, strike three. Another punch out of the ballgame here for Eric Dominguez. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. In 2 weeks' time, probably one of my favorite giveaways of the season, the Cowboy Hat Giveaway, sponsored by Harris Ranch Beef. Two-out pitch, swung on and a miss. Strike number one. That thing has been on my desk all season long, and you better believe I'll be wearing the polo with the jeans and boots. In 2 weeks' time, 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. So the count now 1-1 with 2-way here for Dominguez as he gets ready for pitch number 64 here in just a moment. Here's the deal home. Check swing. Does he go around? He does, says Reginald Webb. So the count now 1-2 with 2-way. Looking for the punch out on Oswaldo Osorio, who's 0-3 in the ball game. Dominguez from the chest. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another strikeout in the frame will send this to the bottom half of the ninth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho leads Visalia 5-2. Due up for the Hyde. Taurine, Pena, Luis. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99%.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom nine we go here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Christopher Torin will lead things off. First pitch on the way, outside ball one for the Rawhide. Christopher Torin, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, 8-9-1 for the Hyde. And a new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is the right-hand side armor, Noah Ruin. As that pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Pitch change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye bugs. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Christopher Torin. And that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count is now 1-2. Ruin comes in 6'4", 190, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Houston, Texas. 12th round pickup in last year's 2023 MLB draft out of Tyler Juco. 1-2 pitch on the way. Torin will take that one upstairs for ball two. And if there's anybody you're going to not get to swing out of his shoes, it's going to be Torin, one of the more patient guys on this Rawhide team. Him and Drew Jones lead the team in walks. The 2-2 pitch on the way to the Rawhide shortstop. Ruins pitch outside ball three. 3-2. And you see him try to go with the slider right there to get Torin to chase, unable to do so. So now the count goes full with Jefferson Pena waiting on deck. So Torin will get ready to step back on the mound. Up to the plate, 3-2 with no outs. Big payoff pitch coming up right here. The pause from Ruin. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the left side. And he'll have enough side spin to roll left of the third base chalk, so the count will remain full once again. Torin last week was 6-for-22, including a 1-for-4 day this past Sunday, where he had a base hit via the single. One of 8 hits for Visalia on Sunday afternoon in a ball game where they were out hit by the Nuts 9-8. Green will step back into the batter's box here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Ryan have out-hit Rancho 7-5 in this ballgame. Bruins payoff pitch on the way to Taurine. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Taurine was ready to unstrap the equipment and go to first, and instead he's retired for the first out of the inning. Watch the replay here from Ruin. Outside black. So now you got Jefferson Pena stepping up to the plate. Who is 0-3 in the ballgame with 3 strikeouts. 1-out pitch on the way. And Pena will take that one at the top of the zone for strike number 1. Pena hitless last week, hitless today. Just trying to get the Rawhide some runners here. All you need is to get 2 aboard, and a home run would tie up this ballgame. No one pitch on the way, and Pena gets a piece of that one and fouls it directly backwards. The count now 0-2. Gonzalo Luis awaits on deck, and they're reigning Arizona Diamondbacks Minor League Player of the Month in July. 0-2 with 1 away. Here's Ruin's pitch. Pena goes opposite field. That one's driven into right. However, in front of it is Jose Mesa for the grab. And now there's 2 down in the inning, bringing up Yonsel Luis to the plate. Luis 0-4 in the ball game, with Demetrio Crisantes waiting on deck. So not a bad pair of batters getting ready to step up to the plate. Luis got on base in the third via the error. And E6 from Wilman Diaz. Outside of that, he's not been on base. A pair of ground outs and a flyout. For the Rawhide switch hitter, the 2-out pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. 8 hits last week for Yonsel Luis, including 12 total bases and 4 doubles. 0-1 deal, fouled directly backwards, and the Rawhide are down to their final strike. Luis also 3 RBIs last week out of John Thurman Field. A walk and a stolen base as well. 0-2, a 5-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the 9th inning. A crucial series between Rancho and Visalia. 0-2 pitch on the way, high and outside, ball 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Yonsel Luis will get ready to dig in and wait for the pitch from Noah Ruin. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the right side and foul. A reminder, Crisantes is on deck. He's got on base all 4 times. He stepped up to the plate. And he got Angel Ortiz, who's been one of the hottest ride hitters so far this summer, batting 300. Kenny Castillo, 2nd most RBIs on the team, bets at the 4 spot. There are plenty of opportunities to get back in this ballgame, but Luis needs to get on base. 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike 3, and that will end the ballgame here on this Tuesday night. Final score, Rancho, 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher for today's ballgame is Joselin Gonzalez. The save will go to Noah Ruin, and Nate Savino will receive his first professional loss here in 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will wrap up this ballgame, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ballgame. Once again, Rancho 5, Visalia 2. Game 1 is over. Game 2 tomorrow night at 6:30. We'll be right back for post-game coverage at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Visalia falls short to Rancho in this opening game of the sixth game series, and let's go through this ball game from the top. Zaire Hope broke the scoring open early in this ball game on just the third at bat of the ball game. Zaire Hope, a solo home run, his seventh of the year, and gave a 1-0 lead to Rancho at the end of a half inning. However, Visalia would answer back. Dimitro Crisantes would get on base for his now 36th straight game in a row. We get a double. Two batters later, an RBI single from Kenny Castillo, his 50th of the year. And at the end of one inning of work, a 1-1 ball game. Rawhide would take their first lead of the ball game in the bottom half of the third inning, thanks to an RBI single from Angel Ortiz. He would score Yancey Alois from second. So at the end of three innings of work, he thought, well, the Rawhide are in control of this ball game. Let's see how they ride it out. They've been scoring runs in a premium as of lately. All right, in a Whole Foods amount, you could say. But then in the bottom of the top half of the fourth inning, all things change. Nate Savino gives up a two-run home run to Cameron Decker, his seventh of the year. Then two batters later, Jose Mesa goes yard for a solo home run for his seventh of the year as well. And Visalia found themselves trailing 4-2. They would never recover after that one. A single from Zaire Hope. A run would come home to score for Wilman Diaz on a sack fly from Carlos Rojas. At the end of six innings of work, the Rawhide trailed the Quakes 5-2. The Rawhide had plenty of opportunities, however, in this ball game. They just weren't able to capitalize. 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Rancho, however, 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. But that many opportunities for the Rawhide, and you don't get a base hit when it matters most. That's how you would lose close ball games. You also look back at the misallowed run where Dimitri Crisantes was jogging towards home, and Angel Ortiz is out at third base. As a result, his run doesn't come home. That would have made it a one-run ball game. I mean, the Rawhide lose by three, but the way I think about it is that's a momentum shifter in the ball game. He had a chance to be down by one. Instead, he trailed by two. After that, never got back into the ball game, and the Rawhide suffered the opening series loss. On the bright side, though, when the Rawhide won 4 out of 6 against Rancho during that 4th of July week, the Rawhide, they ended up losing that first game of the series and ended up winning 4 out of 6. So there's the bright side of the rainbow if you want to look at the positives versus the negatives. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and we'll wrap up this opening game of the 6-game series. Rancho 5, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Rancho defeats Visalia in the opening game of the series 5-2. Talking about the rest of the scores around the California League, Inland Empire defeats Lake Elsinore, final score 5-3. So the Rawhide and Storm remain tied up. However, with Rancho's win today, they now have a 3-game lead in first place in the South. Meanwhile, out in San Jose at Excite Ballpark, the Giants defeat the Ports, final score 5-0. And then lastly, out in Fresno, they are headed to extra innings in the top half of the 10th. Modesto and Fresno knotted up 3 apiece. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Eugene. Hillsboro defeats the Emeralds, final score 7-1. Then at the AA level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeat the San Antonio Missions, final score 5-0. And then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces defeat the El Paso Chihuahuas, final score 12-3. At the Major League level, the D-backs and Rockies are currently in the bottom half of the ninth inning. 3-2, bases loaded, a one-ball, two-strike count. With two-way with Jake McCarthy, a former Rawhide alumnus currently at the plate, trying to give the D-backs a comeback win out of Chase Field. And as I say that, Jake McCarthy walks it off for the D-backs. Final score 4-3. So the D-backs remain hot here post-All-Star break. Moving back here to Visalia, Rancho defeats Visalia, final score 5-2. Winning pitcher tonight, Joselin Gonzalez, he's now 4-1. Nate Savino suffers a loss, he's now 0-1. And Noah Ruin receives his seventh save here in 2024. Rancho, 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. It took us 2 hours and 31 minutes to complete in front of a crowd of 1,193 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow's bowl game starts at 6:30 p.m. You can watch it live on the Valley Live app and the MILB app starting at 6:30. And pregame coverage will start right here at 6:20 at VisaliaRawhide.com. So we get ready for tomorrow's ball game. Rancho takes the opening game of the 6-game series. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.